And the first halacha is over here, is a person, Chazal gave a person an amount of a distance a person has to walk on Shabbos, and he said if he's outside in a secluded area, he's got an amount of 2,000 amos. Okay, when you're in town, there's no problem, because the whole area is going to be a built-up area, so you've got 2,000 amos out of the built-up area, which is not really relevant to us really here. It's not a gear to us in Manchester, normally I don't walk so far, unless someone comes from the airport, wants to go to meet someone in the airport. Generally speaking, in a built-up area is not a problem, but where it is no gear is on holidays. A person goes on holidays, and a person is in the middle of nowhere, there a person will be very careful that he's only got 2,000 numbers. If he's not in a built-up area, he can go for a walk on Shabbos, but he's allowed to go only 2,000 numbers. He can make a whole circumference of 2,000 numbers. He can walk all the way around, but he can't walk more than 2,000 numbers. That's what we said last time. Some hold that if it's Yud Beis Mil, it's an Issur Min HaTorah actually to walk. Yud Beis Mil is 1 mil is about 2,000 numbers. It's 12 times the shear. That's according to some Rishonim, that's Issur Min HaTorah actually of walking there. Okay, but it doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to do it, whatever it is, whether it's Issur HaBon or not. One is not allowed to walk that far. A person can be Lamosh, like we said, in the middle of a house, in the middle of nowhere. Or it could be he's got stuck walking somewhere, actually. It could be he's walking somewhere. Lamosh, I told you the last time, I think, when we spoke about it, someone told me he was travelling to London on, was Air Bionto, I think, in Pesach a few years ago, and he got stuck on a motorway. It broke down. For some reason, it was one headache after the other. He thought it was insured with the RAC. The RAC wasn't covered. By the time they came, actually, sorted him out, it was very close to Shabbos, actually. He was outside London. He wasn't in the area of London. He was outside the Tchum. But that's a serious problem now. The man said, such a person like that, he's got a problem. He's stuck outside the Tchum. But we already said this last time, even though Chazal said a person who's stuck outside the Tchum can walk 2,000 numbers and no further, if it's a Sakona, obviously he's allowed to go further. So this is a Sakona. To stay in the middle of the motorway is a Sakona. But what should happen really is the nearest place he can get to, he should go to and stop. That's really what should happen. So much the person can put into a service station somewhere, then really that's the best thing to do. Stop at the service station and wait there for the end of Shabbos. Not very pleasant. But that's really the best eitzah. I mean, the goy is driving for you, it's complicated what happens and everything. So it's really best to pull over and stay in such a place. If someone went out by mistake out of his tchum, he's also got a problem. It's the same thing Chazal made a gezeira. The only time you're allowed to go back into your tchum, I mean, someone was on holiday, for example. I told you last time we spoke, I said to you, someone told me he was, I don't know if it's true, I think it's a true story actually, but he said someone actually was, they made a minyan in their place, wherever they were, and someone came, they'd walked about 1.5-2 hours to get to the minyan. So I said to him, I don't understand, how did you manage to come so far? I had such a long way, you live so far away, how did you manage to make an eruv? He said, he put 5 different eruvs down to get here, which is wrong. You can only do an eruv once. You can only put an eruv down once. Now this person, Tak, is stuck. This person can't go back home. What? So that's a big shame now. Someone goes out of the tchum. So if you're in a city, that you have to know. I said, that's a big matter. So if you're in Moshe, we'll come and speak about this actually. It's interesting. Plus, when you've got Dalai Lamas, why don't you go out of the tchum when you've got Dalai Lamas where you are? So you're into a building, you've got the whole building. Now that building, which is Mukha Machit, got Machit all around it. You can stay in that building, you can't go out. So that, I remember at the time, it was a big shame. We were discussing in Kerala. The Maestro Debek, his wife, is going to be worrying like frantic, yeah? Worrying for the wife and the children, what's going to happen? What should you do? What's he supposed to do, the Maestro, this person? So I remember I asked him, he was here, so I asked him what to do. He said the best thing to do is to get a goy to go there to the wife and tell them, get a goy to drive there and, what do you call it, to tell them not to panic so much. The thing is, I don't know which goy's going to do it. It's not so easy to do. That's a problem. If someone goes out of the tchum, he's got a problem. The only thing, if someone went outside the tchum, I mean, it can happen also, it happens sometimes, a person goes out of the tchum, and then someone says to him, you've got out your tchum. So he said, what do I do now? I'm stuck. So he's stuck is stuck. What he can do is, if he needs to go to the toilet, that's a special chetel chazal, if he needs to go to the toilet, and the nearest conveniences are back in his tchum, he's allowed to walk back in, and once he's there, he can carry on walking. But if he doesn't need to go to the toilet, he's got a problem. It could be there the whole Shabbos. It's very, very common, actually. You want to be very careful with this, actually. It's not a pleasant situation. It's really not a pleasant situation. Who I didn't, I think the possible thing, if it's raining and he's going to get drenched where he is, so he's also allowed to go back to a place where there's a shelter. If that's convenient back into his tchum, then he's lucky. Then once he's in his tchum, he can carry on walking where he is. But if it's not, he's got a problem. No, the issur of tchum. No, it's a good point, this actually, but the issur of the Rishonim learn, the issur of tchum is not even only you do the action. As long as you are being carried, it's also a problem. So you go in a train or something, you're not doing anything, but the train's carrying you, that's also a problem. That's the issur of tchum, is the issur of on the gavra, that he mustn't move out of the area, even if he's not doing an action. Ship is also, yeah. So there the ship is also, it's the man of a yud. We have to speak about this once more. When it's higher than 10, it could be, that's not called, you're not called your shmiz anywhere. That's a different shayla. Okay, let's move on to our one now. So this is an old shayla, which is a very good shayla actually. So let's start off with the shayla of a person who wants something delivered. Now it's very common that when you ask for limosh, let's say you want to order something from Amazon. So Thursday you phone them up, you say you want a delivery, you want such and such thing delivered. And they say, yeah, no problem, we can deliver it to you, but the next delivery date is Shabbos. The Shai is, can you accept that?
They've told you
it's going to be Shabbos. They told you the next slot is Shabbos. So this is the Chayyah problematic. There's Aloch in Shulchan Aruch that if a person mustn't be Kuvei Melachta with a Goy on Shabbos, that means a person mustn't tell a Jew, that means a Goy, that means, for example, you can tell a Goy, the Moshe, if you give something to a non-Jew before Shabbos, a pair of shoes, for example, to fix. So you give it to him on Thursday, and you say, look, I hope you don't mind, I need it on Monday morning, I can't first thing Monday morning to fetch it, that's mutzah, says the Shulchan Aruch, because no one told him to do it on Shabbos. Even if he does it on Shabbos, it's his own thing he's doing. No one told him to do it on Shabbos, you give him plenty of time, enough time to do it on Thursday, Friday, or whatever, on Monday morning, a bit of time, no problem. If you give it to him a few days before Shabbos, and you tell him you want it on first thing on Monday morning, and he's not likely, he's closed on Sunday, so he's restricted, the only time he can do the malach is on Shabbos, that is an issa. Shulchan Aruch says that's called Kuvea Melachto B'Shabbos. If someone fixes something and it can only be done on Shabbos, one may not ask a non-Jew to do it. Also, that means you don't mind really when he does it, but I say you know the limited amount of time you've given him, the only time he can do it is on Shabbos, that is osa to do. So, it comes out, if you ask a delivery service to come along and deliver something for you, and they tell you the only time they can do it is on Shabbos, that's the problem. I mean, even though you don't mind to come earlier. Now, I think someone said to me, which I don't know, it's an interesting point. He said to me, the Moshe, Amazon, all these places, a lot of them live until 10 o'clock at night. So that's an interesting straw then, the Moshe said. No one told him to come on Shabbos. I didn't tell him he's got to come on Shabbos. He can, if, as far as I'm concerned, he can come on Moshe Shabbos free.
No,
sorry?
In the summer, not.
Yeah, so in the summer, you're going to lose that heter, but you'll have to go again on Friday. What? You can have slots of time. But sometimes, yeah, you can have slots of times. Actually, you can have different things. They offer you different things. They offer you slots of time, or you can have something that might take the delivery on a Shabbos. Someone said to me, "It's an interesting spot. I don't know, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying. That it could be that there's enough time, and that from let's say from 6 till 10, there's enough time. Shabbos goes out 6 o'clock. They've got 4 hours to deliver. It could well be that they're going to what do you call it?
Same
what?
Same on Friday.
Same as on Friday. Friday as well. You tell them to deliver on Friday. So the master Shabbos comes at 8 o'clock at night. So they've got the whole Friday delivered. That's not Kaveh Melach of Shabbos. No one told them to bring on. What?
Well.
Also, I'm saying 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's all right. The Maya says no Issa to what you call it, to take it then, because it's not called Kaveh Melach.
Use it.
Oh, I'll come to use it in a minute. There's two things, yeah? One Shaila is over here, first of all. One Shaila is to ask a non-Jew to deliver to you on Shabbos. That's a very comedic thing, and that people don't realize it. People don't realize the Shaila. It's very, very strict. You may not confine a non-Jew to a certain amount of time where he's got to do a malach on Shabbos. If he's got a leeway, then that's what's it. Yeah.
Can you consider from Shkia, not to Shabbos, and from Shkia, because Shkia is like
Safi,
you could tell
it we're machmen Shkia, on Shabbos we're machmen. We treat that still a Shabbos.
Well,
Erev Shabbos might be able to hold it, but when Shabbos is there already, we're machmen. On a Shabbos, Shkia, not Shabbos, we're machmen. Treat it a Shabbos.
Not the extended time.
What? Let's say Shabbos goes out, let's say, at 10 o'clock, yeah? So you're telling me Nach might be 10 to 10. But he's not. You can't ask him to deliver at 10 to 10. It's very unlikely to come bang on that time. It has to be realistic. It has to be a realistic time that the guy can come. Otherwise, there's a serious problem of being Kaveh Melachta on Shabbos. Right, then there's another Issa, which one has to bear in consideration. That means, Moshe, let's say I order from Amazon on Thursday. I told him, you can deliver whenever you want. I'm happy to have a delivery whenever you want. They come on Shabbos. I didn't tell them to come on Shabbos. With some of that, there's no problem, yeah? I wasn't Kaveh Melach, I didn't tell them to come on Shabbos, and now they've come on their own accord on Shabbos. So the Chayra, that mitzvah, that problem there, that should be okay. The only thing one has an issue with is, one has to realize is, there's a new problem. Maybe it came from outside the Tchum. Now, anything which comes from outside the Tchum, that's an interesting halacha.
Maybe not
Yeah, but it doesn't help that. All what you're saying now, he's doing other things at the same time. That all helps for not kaveh malachta on Shabbos, and he's not doing it. I mean, that's a good question. He's asking Moshe, how can I put a letter in a postbox on Erev Shabbos at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? I want to send it to my son and gate set. And the chayra, what I'm doing is I'm fixing it. It's going to happen on Shabbos, yeah? Oh, so one terrorist is not guaranteed. Another terrorist that they say is, Lemaisa, the guy is anyway carrying a lot of other things. He's not really doing anything for me specifically. So that all helps, yeah, you understand? That all helps for this problem of being not being kaveh malachta. There's a new problem, Moshe, of something which comes from outside the tchum. But that is a serious issue which you're going to have a problem with in some cases. Something which comes from outside the tchum, you cannot use it on Shabbos. I can't say you can't use it. The thing is, Lemaisa, let's say for example... Let's say, for example, someone asked the Shiloh not so long ago, interesting, they ordered something from Amazon, a dress for their daughter. The Maisa came on Shabbos, you got to come, which it was. They wanted to know, could they wear it? So now, you've got to stop it. When...
Why are you saying that? Sorry, it happened in Shabbos. You've got a
tablet,
you can
use
that tablet.
You can. You can. You take it with it, do it, don't touch it. So now, this dress comes on Shabbos or Yom Tov to the person's house. So now, you won't convey melachos. There's no ism. It's of the isanor because the goy didn't bring it for you, yeah? He didn't bring it for you. Because if the goy did it specifically for you, then you can't convey anor on Shabbos. You have to wait. In this case over here, there was no anor, but now the shayz, it came from outside the tchum. It couldn't be it came outside the tchum. Let's take on it did. Let's say it did come from outside the tchum. So the halacha is there. The anything that came from outside the tchum is restricted. It's only got dal damas you can use it in.
This dress came.
No, it was delivered from China. And it came, now it'd be a bit of a problem, I'm not sure what happened now, but Levi said it came from China. The Shaila was, first of all, the Shaila is, where was it on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov?
Where was it?
So we'll come to this in a minute, what Sophic is, yeah? But let's say someone sent a dress from, someone told me that actually this week was a Shaila, someone travelled this week to London, I think it was. Actually, interesting Shaila, someone travelled to London this week, and they forgot all the Shabbos clothes in Manchester. So they wanted to go to Royal Mail and send all the clothes to London for Shabbos morning. Now, if you post that at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that you know is outside the tchum when Shabbos comes in. Yeah? That's a clear case, it's outside the tchum. There's no way it can be there. If you post it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon here in Manchester, it comes to London during Shabbos. And it's going to be there Shabbos morning or sometimes during Shabbos, but it came from outside the tchum. The halacha in that case is, something which came from outside the tchum, is you've got dalet amos to use it. Can't go any further. That is the halacha because it's come outside. Just like a person can't walk outside the tchum more than 4 amos, who are din, articles of the person or whatever it is, have got a restriction of dalet amos as well.
So it's not muksa
because you can use it in the house actually. In the house itself, you can wear it. You could wear your suit in the house.
In
the whole house you can walk around it. Actually, I must tell you, the big Shaila, I couldn't find this clearly, but as far as I remember the Shaila, if the place has gone Eruvim, well, let's start at the beginning. If the city is walled, like Shushan, it was, or Yerushalayim, wherever it was, if there's a wall around the city, then that whole city's got to be like that lamas. So you could walk in it. And Eruv, as far as I know, has got the same hetter. As far as I know, I couldn't find it clearly, but as far as I know, an Eruv makes it, that's like Dal Lamas. The whole thing is enclosed. So you could wear it inside that area, but you can't go outside the area. That's a Chiddush, actually, yeah? Yes, if you were lying in the area, that would be a Heter. That would be a big Chiddush. That would be allowed. That would be a big Heter that a person could wear. I have to check it out. As far as I remember, that's Klo and Shulchan Aruch. There's a wall around the city. That's clear, that's got to do like Dal Lamas. As far as I remember, an Eruv gives it the same din as that. It makes it like it's all enclosed. That's what an Eruv does, really, yeah? Okay, and therefore, you'll be allowed to wear that Lechaira on Shabbos. So you can wear that.
This is something which came outside the tchum. So it comes to the Amadon, comes into your house, you can wear the clothes.
I'm saying, according to this
Heter,
and you didn't ask to come on Shabbos, yeah? You didn't ask it to come on Shabbos. You ordered it on Thursday. I told the story many times. Someone told me this. I was impressed with this person, actually. I must say, he told me this a while ago. That he ordered it. He had some very choshva visitors coming for Shabbos lunch to him. So he ordered a very expensive bottle of whiskey from Amazon on Thursday, due to come on Friday. He says, Friday afternoon, there was no one in the house. There's a letter through the door. Amazon had called a delivery. No one here will come tomorrow. I guess he was in the middle of his Shabbos meal, knocked on the door. He said there was a yokel out there, and I don't know how he came exactly. He said, "Sir, I've got a bottle of whiskey for you," he said to him. So this guy told me, he said to him, "Sir, I can't take it from you." So the guy said, "I can't take it from you." He said, "Look, I don't know what you want." So the person said to him, he said, "Look, I don't mind opening a box for you. I don't mind opening a bottle for you. He didn't say I'll drink it for you, but he said, I don't mind doing all these things for you, and I give it to you." He said, "No problem. And I don't mind signing for you." So this guy said to him, "I'm sorry, I can't take it." And he went back to his table and said, "I couldn't take it. It's outside the club. I come from outside the club." There's two things that, which is, I'm not sure he's right on that point. Oh, yeah. So one thing, I don't know if it's right what he said, it's outside the club, because it came on Friday, really.
If it did, would you?
It came on Friday, yeah, from outside. It was on, in the area on Friday. It was here on Friday. Okay, so you have to know what they do with all their leftover. What do they do with the things that don't drop off?
Depot.
Where's the depot?
What do you mean?
Where's here? Are you sure?
No, it's
not very far outside the club. It could be in the middle of the motorway somewhere. I don't know where it is. I mean, I was just now till I went to London this week, last week. You can see on the main road there, it's a huge depot of Amazon. And I went once to Rochdale, somewhere in the middle of Rochdale once. Also, where there's a big UPS delivery place there. Yeah, I would have thought it's local. That's true. And now, what we're saying now with the Eruv, it could be better, the Chora. I have to check this out. Don't get too excited, Simcha. I want to check it out, yeah? But Delilah, the Chora, the Eruv makes it, it's all enclosed. The Dal and Amos, the Chora is mutter. The Chora should be alright, yeah? No, I say, even without that, the whiskey, the Chora is mutter to have because your whiskey's in your house. You're not taking anywhere. The Shrine is, can you walk out your house after you had your whiskey?
Basically, you get Amazon delivery, on Shabbos, which you had ordered before, you can open it and you can drink it.
Not that it's to come on Shabbos, though. You didn't order it to come on Shabbos.
You did not.
No. The Chora should be mutter to have on, I want to check it out, the Chora should be mutter to have on Shabbos, because you're not doing any Issa, there's no Issa Tchum. I'm asking a question, Rabbi Isaac, are you allowed to go out of your house after you had the bottle of whiskey? Because you're going more than Dan Lamas outside the...
Oh,
what?
Bottle.
Very good.
Why
can't
you
get
out of
the shop? What?
If you get out of the house and you have a bottle of whiskey.
You can't get a bottle of whiskey outside, which you can drink it and then go out.
But the packaging is supposed to open up, the packaging is all okay.
To rip it, you have to rip the packaging. But no, don't do a dafka. I say don't do a dafka. But the chayre should. That's what it should come out. That's mutter to do, yeah? The only shayle is the moshal place, but there's no eruv. So moshal, I don't know what. The bottle of whiskey, but the moshal, let's say you ordered a dress, let's say, to come. Someone ordered a dress, or we ordered a raincoat, I don't know what, something which doesn't need shatness testing. He ordered something which the maisi wants to, what do you call it? Or he wants to bring a bottle of wine to Yom Tov, and he wants to bring a bottle of wine to someone else. Yeah. Can you take it to someone else, yeah? So that lechora could be an issue there already, yeah? That could be a problem.
That might be okay.
So I'm saying, I have to check out. As far as I know, the eruv helps a big deal in this area here. That's like an enclosed. It's the same as being enclosed.
Yeah, but then you have
this
gap between
white fields. Oh, so he's right. So you have to know how far you can go with it. You have to know how far you can go. But lechora, that is mutter to do. If it's within, you've got dal lamas, if it comes from outside, you've got dal lamas in your houses, all right? And the Chora, if you've got an eruv around the area, that should also be okay. If you haven't got that, so the moshal, let's say this case is a dress, the girl who wanted to wear this dress on Yom Tov or Shabbos, that the Chora is a problem. That is a problem, because you can't wear that out in the street. If you're not, let's say there's no eruv, let's say, yeah, so there, you can't wear that in the street, that's called hamiya nor, and that's, there's an issue. The only thing we have to discuss, which we haven't discussed, what about a sofik? If you're not sure, very often, you don't know where it is. You don't know, it's very likely it could have been in the Manchester area. I mean, it's very hard to know. There's a guy who does an impress, which he delivers, I don't know what it's called. What's it, John? What?
Yodel,
I think it's Yodel, yes. I asked him, actually, where all the stuff is from. So he told me that they've got a depot nearby, actually. He told me it's a depot nearby where they've got all the stuff there and they pick it out. That could be, but I don't know if it's always like that. It could well be sometimes out of the area. You have to know.
You don't know.
So the sophic. That was tomorrow. Someone's got a sophic that came from outside the tomb, what the din is. All right, what's
that? Yeah. Mm. Yeah.